the fun, the summery, and I would say 70 sounds of Magic Jackson. Their CD releases this Saturday at Canal Street Tavern. So pleased to welcome to the studio a member of this fine local band, Mr. Nathan Lewis. Nathan.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about this. It reminds me of 70s summers with silky dresses, frolicking. I like this vibe. Tell us about this record.
This is our vibe. I think you just described it. But I don't know. We got a few vibes.
Yeah.
That's probably half of this album is pretty summery and happy and floaty. And the other half is a little bit more heavy and kind of distorted. And it's all kind of got that root in the funk rock thing, though.
Funk rock thing. You guys always lays down such a nice groove. If people aren't just learning about Magic Jackson for the first time, tell us what you play. Tell us how many people in the band.
We're a four-piece. I play guitar and sing and do a little bit of keyboards. Got John Gentry in the band. He's our lead guitar player and rhythm two and noisemaker.
Noisemaker.
Yeah. Mike McEwen is our bass player. And Rob Brockman is our drummer.
And this record, what's the name of this collection?
Interesting you should ask.
Hey.
Yeah, we're calling it Venus in Transit.
Nice.
Yeah. The album, when you pop it into your player, will tell you something different. But that's kind of what is making this a special project here.
Magic Jackson celebrates the release of this bipolar, one name here, another name there.
It's been part of this interesting experience that we've had putting this album together over the last year.
It'll be Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern, and you'll have copies available. You told me this was, you guys just are really working down to the minute
to get this done. After having pushed back the release by, months anyway.
Yeah.
So it's our second album, and we just kind of want to make sure it was good.
Art
done right,
does not conform to time strictures.
It's tough.
It's almost always longer in the making than we.
One thing with the first album that we did was I got a lot of important feedback after it was out. And I was mortified at some of the things that I was like hearing back from people that I respect, their opinions, and want their input. So that's sort of what we did. This time around was play it for a bunch of people that could tell us what was up and what they thought, and look to others for their experience, and decided to keep working on it and mixed it up until the hour that we sent it in.
I love it. Well, you have your whole life to make your first record, and then about a year to make your second. So
right.
It's kind of funny. Magic Jackson CD released this Saturday at Canal Street Tavern. I've got one queued up called "Do You Write" that I want us to hear. Tell us real quick about this tune.
This song has some friends of ours on it. We also had some friends sing on the thing, and some local horn players, Danny Sowers and Stan Middleton, and also Wade Baker.
Nice.
Put together a horn section.
Wade's a nice horn section, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're really fortunate to have a bunch of talented friends. And, J. Todd Anderson does the Nativity Pop Opera.
Sure, yeah. Well,
our bass player Mike plays in that band.
Oh, nice.
Every year. And he hooked us up with two female vocalists from Cincinnati, Ebony Oliver and Brittany Rutland. Play with a great band out of Cincinnati also, and they came up and did one of the coolest recording sessions I've ever gotten to be in on. Yeah, throwing down some real deal vocals on it. So this song's got horns and the vocals too. So
every manner of sort of melody that you'd hope
for. You thought
the
last one was summery. Like,
Magic Jackson on 91.3 WYSO, a Wednesday premiere, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, when I used the word forever, You know that I want to give you love and give you pleasure. I can hear it in your voice, girl, even though we're not together. You can feel me with you in all times of nasty weather. Choice, girl, even though we're not together, you can feel me with you, and I can try to make it better.
Of interpretation on that tune.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. There you are. That will be you.
There, that's me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking with Nathan Lewis. That is brand new music from Magic Jackson, who celebrate the release of another great local record this Saturday at Canal Street Tavern. At first, I was thinking that. Well, I do appreciate that interplay at the end of the tune there.
Right. Yeah. A little counter melody.
You like, right? It's like, do me right. There's
Female perspective on that thing, right?
That's fabulous.
Like I was saying, I forget that not everybody has heard this like a billion times like we have. So
I was like, are you saying?
You're sitting here laughing
I'm going
at.
To do you right.
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 I'm a.
I love it.
Right.
In the classic sort of like borderline nonsense, I like that. I'm a. Mm-hmm. Has a nice rhythm of its own.
It's the influence of texting and
right.
You know, combining words. I use I'm a, I think, more than I'm.
I've been using gonna for years. Yep. And spelling it that way.
Wanna?
G-U-N-N-A. Wanna? Gonna? Mm-hmm. Wanna, yep. Well, I'm gonna. Right. I'm
a
do it.
Auto spell on the phone picks right up on those things now.
Right, right. Yeah. We've got Nathan Lewis live in the studio celebrating release of great tunes of people. You'll have them on hand. They're going to be arriving in the truck, basically backing up to Canal Street Tavern the night of the show.
Fingers crossed, right? We'll be handing out vouchers.
Yeah. What kind of a show can we expect? Who's opening?
We've got Wade Baker and his band on the thing.
Fabulous.
Yeah, they're an awesome band. And, yeah. You know, like I said, Wade was recorded with us, too. And so his band, and then a really good friend of mine, Lizzie Morris, a Dayton girl, mm-hmm. Used to play in a band with me and some of my buddies, I don't know, like 2000, 99, 2000, something like that. Wow. And she's been in Columbus and is playing with an excellent band called The Regrets.
Nice.
Who you would totally love. It's like a R&B and soul showcase.
Mm.
Two female vocalists and tambourines and, you know, high energy stuff. It's kind of along the lines of like a Sharon Jones.
Lovely.
Dap Kings type thing, yeah.
You guys are tapping into the whole Dayton sort of funk, soulful.
It's, yeah, yeah. This whole album was really influenced by the Dayton funk and soul type sound. You know, all the bands, we totally did our homework, listened to a ton of Slave and, you know, all the Troutman stuff, and Ohio Players have always been a huge influence on me personally.
Did you get to get down and see him at the Dayton Revival Festival?
Dude, awesome.
Did you love it?
It's, well, you know, I worked out at Frey's years ago when they did the show out there.
Oh, nice.
And it rained like crazy.
Aww.
And yeah, but it was an incredible show. So, I mean, it's really cool. All these guys still hang around town and you know, pop in here and there. So, this is a Fazo concert. You know, I know a bunch of people go out to those at Chili's and
sure.
stuff. So
you bet.
But yeah, our sound is most definitely influenced by that. But sort of, it's that old Dayton funk sound sort of pushed through a filter of like the indie and sort of raw, gritty garage sound of Dayton of the last 30 years or however much, you know.
Yeah, we got so much to offer here. We really do.
It's a full spectrum of music. Yeah.
You're going to get a full spectrum and a nice evening of music at Canal Street Tavern this Saturday night. Do you want to talk about how you guys made this record with the local?
Sure.
You don't have to.
Yeah,
I'm just
no,
saying.
It's this is our second project that we've done with Todd Huffman, who is a teacher over at ICB, but our first actually under the ICB label.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been an interesting experience.
So ICB Audio, which is an engineering school.
ICB
they teach
College.
Broadcasting.
Yeah.
And they made a record label to release this record, yeah. more or less, right?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
No, I mean, it's very cool. You know, I mean, it's been messy, too.
Right.
And I don't feel bad saying that because I think everybody over there would agree also.
Yeah. So you guys are figuring it out maybe as you're going along with this first project.
It's, yeah. You know, you try and not come across as too amateurish for making your first attempt at putting out an album on a label and stuff. But you know, certain times I think the cards were kind of stacked against us, too. We had a guy who I've been building rapport with over there for well over a year, year and a half, just sort of dipped out the very last minute and was sort of scrambling to pick up pieces here and there. But
it sounds great, though. You guys, I think, covered the gap.
Yeah. I mean, we're all anxious to hear that because we're all really close to this project right now, and it's sort of hard to get some perspective, I think, on how things sound or, you know, what other people's perception. You forget that it's for other people too, you know, and that somebody else is going to love it, you know, and not hear all the things that you hear.
Sure.
Little
warts
pieces.
And all,
yeah,
right?
Right.
That's almost, I believe in like texture to songs, so it adds character. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Happy accidents. That's
you're
what
right.
Some of the best things I feel like I've ever recorded have been a result of happy accidents, and I think it would sound terrible, but somebody else, that's their favorite thing about it, you know?
Right.
So.
Salve dealers and silk purses, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We got Nathan Lewis live in the studio, his band Magic Jackson, a great local outfit, groovy, vibey greatness, celebrate the release of this album, Venus in Transit, on Sunday, or Saturday night,
pardon me.
Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. Tell us about this, the last tune we're going to hear.
Let's see. Oh yeah, the last thing it has seems to reveal. It's a little bit more along the funk thing that we got going on, and of course, put into the perspective of the whole album. It's, you know, it's sort of kicking things off, and lots of the songs that we're trying to do on this have the big choruses and you know, gang vocals and sort of a big.
Did you say gang?
Gang vocals.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to use that term now.
I can't believe you haven't been using that term for years. Gang vocals.
Gang vocals.
Yeah.
All right. You
get us all in a room and shout the vocals.
Gang up on those lyrics.
So there's a bunch of that on the album. Yeah, yeah. And big party vibe, kind of what we're going for. But yeah, it's a lady thing.
Check it out. Wednesday premieres. Magic Jackson, thanks. One from their new one, Venus in Transit. You can get your own copy at their CD release party this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. That's nice. I think you guys have really done a nice job.
Well, I appreciate your kind words.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate all the support you've given us, too.
What a pleasure.
You know what? The first album, there was one time we brought a track down here straight from the studio, and you played it the next day, and it was the coolest thing ever. So,
as you've always been, a weird feeling.
It's like it feels like that's how it's supposed to be. You know, that you can walk down with your CD to the radio station, and they'll play it. You know, that's what's it's incredible about this place. I mean, it's great to be here, not just because you have always given us so much support, but myself and everybody else, I think, in the whole community has such high regard for your show. So, I mean, it's nice to have you behind us, you know?
Nathan, thank you. What a treat. Well, we're all in this together, right?
I would hope so.
We find ourselves, you know, returning because it's something. Yep. There's something here for us. So.
Yep.
Public radio, local community radio, just totally rocks.
Yeah. And I think it just beyond the radio, I think it's a reflection of the whole community.
Yep.
You know, not just Yellow Springs, but Dayton.
The whole region.
Been a lot of places, and I would say I'd put Dayton up against anywhere in the country in terms of support for culture and, you know, the level of talent that we produce here, you know.
It's true. I'm always bragging about finding reasons to brag about this region to my children, you know, whenever I'm like, oh yeah, that was invented. Oh yeah, this is the originator of that. No, oh yes, it was a Daytonian who.
And not just in engineering and stuff too, which, I mean, you walk down through the Carolyn Park, like the historic district, the little strip they have, and it's mind-blowing. As an adult, I remember going there as a kid in school on a field trip, and it's like, you can't wrap your head around what sort of innovation and you know, comes out of this place in the bars of Dayton. You know?
Hello. It is a CD release extravaganza this Saturday night with Magic Jackson and
Wade Baker
and your friend from Columbus. Yep. The Regrets. Going to be a fabulous show. And you very kindly offered up a pair of tickets.
Most definitely.
Let's do Lucky Caller 12. Lucky Caller 12.
Sounds good.
That's 769-1998, a local call. That's 937-769-1998.
I should also say that, you know, it's going to be $5 to get in at Canal Street, but you pay the $5 to get in, we'll also give you a disc for $5.
What?
So,
what a deal.
What? It is a deal. So.
Call now, 769-1998, and we'll send you to the show. And that would include a disc,
That would correct? Include a disc, yeah.
So everyone wins. And that's, again, this Saturday at Canal Street Tavern. Mr. Lewis, Nathan Lewis from Magic Jackson, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.